Welcome to the Conference Dialogues, a MicroPod series featuring key voices from the KPCA Spring Conference.
We have John Jennings here. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Well, perfect. You had a very packed room for your session on leading multi-generational teams. And for those who couldn't attend, what can you share about your presentation?
Wow, that's a full question. We are in interesting times right now because we have more generations really actively in the workplace than we really ever seen before. In the past, maybe three generations was about the max because we didn't live as long, we didn't work as long, and now people are hanging around even into their 70s. So we're now seeing four and even five generations in some work settings. And so the more generations you get, the more diversity and interest and backgrounds and styles and everything else. And that is leading to some challenges. And so we talked today about what each of those generations look like. And, you know, both the challenges with them, but also the values they bring. And then how do you lead across those generations?
And you talked about seven keys to leading multi-generational teams. Which seems to be the hardest to embrace?
All of them. But they were kind of in priority order in my mindset. So that first one about helping, especially the younger generations who are just bombarded with information, but don't have the experience and maturity to properly discern facts from opinions, from, you know, ideas. And so they get very passionate about things. A lady stopped by my table just now and was talking about one of her employees who's in that Gen Z space, who's just very adamantly passionate, like one way politically. And then like 2 years later was just as adamantly passionate in the opposite direction. And that didn't surprise me at all, because whatever they believe it passionately. And there's almost no room for any kind of discernment or discussion or debate. You know, I grew up, and I didn't get to tell this story because we were kind of pressed for time a little bit today. But I grew up in a family. My grandfather was a politician and a journalist. And so he had opinions about everything. And as a kid, we used to sit around and just listen to him pontificate. And my aunts and uncles and my dad would disagree with him, and they would have arguments. And then at the end of the day, they still loved each other, and they still went about, you know, they were still family, but they disagreed on things. And with this being anything about the economy, it could be about politics, local government, any number of things. We've kind of lost that skill, and we need to bring that back in a way with this younger generation and help them learn how to discern, how to have a discussion, how to disagree, and not essentially ghost or, you know, make a person dead to them just because they don't have the same exact views about a topic.
So talking about millennials or for Gen Z, what advice can you give them for leading teams of Gen X or boomers?
Yeah, it works the same way. If they come to their leadership in that very set mindset, adamant about a certain way and unwilling to listen to the experience and knowledge of team members, subordinates to them who might be far more experienced, they're going to run the same kind of alienation that they feel themselves. Gen Xers have always been a little bit kind of the silent behind the scenes generation, and they kind of feel left out a lot of times. And they're feeling the same way when they're reporting to younger leaders as well. That feeling of, nobody listens to us. No one cares, you know, what we think. They actually do. Gen X has had a huge impact on work culture, especially in the areas of flexibility and casual Fridays and all those types of things. Really came from Gen Xers, but it was always a behind the scenes type thing that they drove. They haven't been the top leaders as much until now.
One of your seven keys is implementing a mutual mentoring program. How best can this be established?
Well, you've got to find people who are willing to work with people who are different from them. As I shared in the session, the most effective mentoring programs come from when people are mentoring people that are across demographics, that have a different experience set, that have a different even technical skill set, you know, an accountant versus a programmer versus a medical person. Working across those lines can create some of the best relationships. I coach a number of women, and we come at things from a different perspective. And so we have these discussions, and I'm coming from more of a traditional Gen X male mindset. And let's say they're a millennial female we're coming at things from a very different perspective. And so I think from a coaching and mentoring standpoint, it works out great.
And you mentioned a bit of free agency taking place with Gen Z in the workplace. Could you elaborate on that?
Yeah, the joke I made was the transfer portal has entered the workplace. Yeah, Gen Z looks at employment as a free agency contract, and they're working for you today, but they may not be working for you tomorrow, and literally tomorrow. If you look at the generations, boomers were the last generation really to have pensions and kind of that work for life, I'm going to stay with you forever. You know, during the 70s and 80s, we did away with pensions, and we started having layoffs. You know, layoffs never happened prior to the late 70s. And when we started having layoffs and we took pensions away, a lot of people thought people would still be loyal to their employers. But guess what? they found out that they weren't so loyal. And so the Gen X became the first generation to be loyal, but also to be willing to move. They'll stick around as long as they're being treated well and they have a good paycheck and they're enjoying what they're doing, but they're not afraid to move. And then millennials come along and go, I'm going to constantly be looking out for myself. I'm going to be looking for the next best thing, next best thing, next best thing. And now Gen Z has come along and basically said, we're trumping that. We're just, you know, 70% of Gen Zers don't want to be W-2 employees. They essentially do what they want to do today, and so we'll see what tomorrow brings. And that is creating a tremendous challenge because we, as some of them are sharing in the session today, it takes time to train an employee. And you can't train somebody and then have them leave a week later and then have to train somebody else. You never get there. So we've got to build systems, and we have to build the culture and everything else, the leadership style, the rewards, the everything in order to keep them willing to stay around longer. They may still be kind of a free agent mindset, but hopefully they'll be in for the long haul.
Well, John, you had a lot of people taking a ton of notes during the session. If someone could take away one quote from your presentation, what would that be?
I don't know if it's an actual quote, but the idea that we have to lead with empathy is the most important thing, that leaders today have to be more empathetic. You know, the millennials had a fairly easy childhood. They entered the workplace and then 9/11 happened and their adulthood's been bumpier, but they had a pretty easy upbringing. When I look at Gen Z, they have had a tough go of it. Essentially, they have grown up in a post 9/11 world. They've grown up in an era of a global terroristic threat, global war. We've had at least three financial collapses. We had the dot-com bust right at the beginning of their generation. We had the housing bust in 08, and now we have the recession going on, if you want to call it a recession. I think it's a recession and inflation today. And so they've had a tough time of it. And then just as they're entering college or in high school or maybe even entering the workforce, we do this COVID thing, and we have this global pandemic and a shutdown, and they're being told, oh, you can live your life in front of a screen. And that isn't real. And that's not how humans are designed to interact. And so I look at Gen Z, and I think they've just had one terrible roll of the dice. They've had a really rough shot. And so we have to show some empathy to them. We have to help them develop the skills that life didn't allow them to develop.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you for educating us all today and just taking the time to chat with us right now. If anyone has any questions or wants to get a hold of you, how can they?
Yeah, so on LinkedIn and most social media, I'm John K. Jennings. My email is jjennings@focalpointcoaching.com. And my phone number, 502-724-0430. Reach me anyway. As I shared today, we've put together, working with KPCA, we've put together some offerings for members who might want to do some organizational health assessment or some leadership assessments or doing even some leadership development programs. We've put a nice package together.
Perfect. Well, thanks again for your time.
Great. Thank you.